Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Of lost years, by its overflow, you'll be satisfied. You will never, never be ashamed. Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
stretch
forth your hands.
That was our first song for the week, coming from Prophetess Jumoke Aiyegbuzi. She was born in Nigeria. She graduated from higher institution in 2005 as a civil engineer, and then God called her into full-time ministry in 2006. And she's been singing ever since, man. And this was one of her latest single entitled Get It Back. They're really excited about this, and they're on fire for the Lord down there in Nigeria, and they continue to connect and network with people, and their aim is to one day to take their ministry global, man. So just keep them in your prayer and support them, all right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted and anointed songstress. She blesses people with her music around the globe. She loves the Lord, I'm telling you. She ministers in song everywhere, uplifting the Lord wherever she goes. She's the lovely Sang Sister, originating out of the land of Louisiana. Bree Babineau. Bree, welcome. How are you, dear sister?
Mike D, thank you. I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor, dear. It's an honor.
Hi, Bree, and welcome back to the Caribbean, an Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And I am loving this new track by you entitled I Will Wait. You know, but tell me something. You always sing with so much passion and conviction in your music. Is that something you developed over the years, or that's simply your style of expressing yourself through the art?
Landlord, I would definitely have to say that is my style of expressing myself. I think I've always sung with conviction. I think for me, singing is almost like a release thing for me. Mm-hmm. It's my prayer to God. It's where I feel like I'm the most connected and the most closest to Him is when I sing. And so every time I open my mouth, you know, it's like a prayer. I tell people that you're in my prayer closet. You're in my most secret place. I'm always transparent and the most vulnerable when I'm singing. So, yeah, definitely I would say that.
That's awesome, man, you know, but I always love to hear you sing, you know. You just know how to get people into that worship mode, man. Great stuff.
You're working on a new album now?
I am. I am currently working on a new album, new music. Hopefully, we should have everything out into you guys September, beginning of October, but I'm excited about this new music. I know it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be different. It's not going to be your normal, typical worship album that you would have normally gotten from me. I'm trying to, you know, push the envelope and do something outside of the box and really challenge myself with this record. But the message is always going to be directed to Christ. And I just pray that you guys will love it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hallelujah. You know we will.
Most definitely. You know, I know whatever you do it all for the glory of God. So I know it's going to be nice. Bree, a fan of yours from out of South Africa, her name is Rehoboth Caleb.
My name is Rehoboth Caleb, all the way from South Africa. Hi, Bree. I trust your day is going great. So I just wanted to ask this question. What is that one ingredient, aside holding on to God and trusting in God, you can say has made you who you are today? That one ingredient. I would love to hear from you. Love you. Mwah.
So one thing that has made me who I am, I would say, is my authenticity.
Nice.
My authenticity has made me who I am. Me being authentic and me just being Bree has gotten people to really know me on a deeper level. And they also can see, with me being who I am, they can also see just me being transparent. Mm-hmm. I think with anything, you should be authentic. You should be your authentic self. Don't try to be somebody else, because God made you who you are. So that's my thing. Yeah. Thank you so much for your support. And thank you for the question.
Thank you, Bree. You know, that was so powerful. You know, being yourself and being authentic, that is so rare in the industry right now. And so many artists are trying to be like others, rather being true to themselves. Thank you so much for those words of wisdom.
I know that you've been cooking up some good food. I know you're busy, but I just want to say, I know you've been cooking up some good Louisiana food.
You know
food.
We have to eat. We from Louisiana.
Yeah.
It ain't a good time unless you got some good food.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes.
Wow. I'm going to have to cook for you one day.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. And just your favorite dish. Just tell somebody that's listening and what's one of your favorite dishes to cook real quick?
I have so many.
Put some crawfish or something?
Man, you see, I eat oxtails, but people, they may disgust people. I love some good oxtails.
Yeah.
Let's say gumbo. Oh, I guess I'll just say gumbo.
Of course. My gosh.
I'll say gumbo.
What would Louisiana cuisine be without some gumbo?
Wow, Bree, you and Mike got me thinking about some good food, man. You're talking about that Louisiana cooking, but you guys need to come right here in the Bahamas so I can introduce you guys some good juicy steam conch, peas and rice, and some cheesy macaroni, man. Trust me, you guys will really, really love it. But anyway, you know, Bree, thank you so much for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. All the best to your brand new song, Wait. And trust me, man, I know it's going to do well, man. God bless.
patience is a beautiful thing. A lot of times we just have to wait. Wait on the Lord, I say. That's Bree Babineau shining brightly with another great style of hers from her gifted vocals. Her brand new song, Wait. Years ago, Bree was blessed when her singing in a video went viral online. Millions of views and caught the attention of a record company. They were scrambling around. Who is that girl? Get her signed. Yesterday. They did sign Bree, and the rest is history with her number one songs and number one albums and just anointed ministry. Aspiring young artists, all the best with your music ministry too, as it blesses people as well. Bree and her husband have their first child too, their son going on 2 years old now. And we want to thank the anointed and gifted songstress Bree Babineau for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Bree's got a real cool song there. A lot of times, you got to wait on the Lord.
Mike, I just love Bree, man, and what she stands for in ministry and how the way she conducts herself, you know. She just is so focused on the things of God, and it's always great to have her here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next, from out of Texas, this is a cool dude, man, you know, very talented, and he goes by the name of Mike Berry. Check out his track entitled All Right, Okay.
Hallelujah. Everything's going to be all right. Even if you're broke, busted, and trying your best not to be disgusted, hang in there and keep looking forward and up, from whence comes our help. Quite a Delight is the song from Mike B. Berry, landlord.
Yeah, Mike. You know, Mike Berry is a wonderful and talented artist, producer, multi-award winner from out of Houston, Texas. He is a pastor kid. And one thing about pastor kids, they are always musically inclined. I don't know what it is, but trust me, I need to investigate that one, you know. But anyway, that was one of his many singles entitled All Right, Okay. Well, Mike, before we go, do you have any nuggets of wisdom for us today?
Yeah, landlord. It's been said, a little bitty ant on the move does more than a dozing ox.
For real, Mike, you know, as small as an ant may be, an ant can carry food 10 times their own size, man, you know, and that right there is so incredible. Sometimes we can be small as an ant, but we can still do big things. Amen. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Bree Babineau for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we will also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners and supporters who tune into us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Coming up next, from out of Jamaica, but he now lives in America, the gifted multi-award winning artist, Mr. Wingy Danger, featuring Kid Lee with their latest track entitled Get Out of My Way. Check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
From them here, the boys, them for know. A Wingy Danger. Longside. Kid Lee. Kid Lee. Hey.
I caught him throwing darts. I caught him sawing weeds. He thought it broke me down. I got him showing peace. He took another L. I told him get beneath. You thought he broke you down, right? It gave you stronger dreams. You saw another day. Boy, he ain't like that. His mission was committed to kill and destroy and sidetrack your sight back. You back up in the game now with your life back. Lock evil in the room and told it this way you gon' die at. I got Jesus with me, so don't no evil touch me. I walk around protected, I'm blessed, it's never lucky. Though thousands fall beside me, though craziness disrupting. I'm in my war mode, I'm praying hard when it all gets ugly. I got the microphone, got helping me to speak. That shot spirit gone, cause I was never weak. I'm fighting in my sleep, rebuking in my dreams. I trample over serpents, I'm ripping up the weeds.
When you see me coming, say time move out of me way. When you see me coming, I no play, me I play. When you see me coming out to Jesus, me I pray. Come out of me way, come out of me way. When you see me coming, say time move out of me way. When you see me coming, I no play, me I play. When you see me coming out to Jesus, me I pray. Come out of me way, come out of me way. Who know we stop it? Christian people, stop from gossip. Sit down up in the church, you know, sit down and all the gossip. I speak in a tongue when you're not under no spirit. The bug biting thing, full time, who know we stop it? It's like who don't remember the fruit of the spirit. Jesus lame left down, so yo, we can live it. So stop it, so watch it. Hey yo, God send me come and him tell me, say, if he talk, him say, Wingy, don't trust no shadow after dark. No for them is for the light, but them are walking at the dark. No for them tell a secret and them run gang. Go talk him, say, the pits of El Chal. Never prevail, no for who no God send, and I know for who no feel. From God is the head, I will always be the tail. The scriptures can never ever fail. Some Christian laugh, while them a work witchcraft. But when you see me coming, say, time move out of me way. When you see me coming, I no play, me I play. When you see me coming out to Jesus, me I pray. Come out of me way, come out of me way. When you see me coming, say that move out of me way. When you see me coming, I no play, me I play. When you see me coming out to Jesus, me I pray. Come out of me way, come out of me way. When you see me coming, say that move out of me way. When you see me coming, I no play, me I play. When you see me coming out to Jesus, me I pray. Come out of me way, come out of me way. When you see me coming, say that move out of me way. When you see me coming, I no play, me I play. When you see me coming out to Jesus, me I pray. Come out of me way, come out of me way.
couldn't let it go without letting the ladies encourage you a little bit too. You don't have to worry. No matter how dark it is, I promise it's gonna get better.